Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a bedtime story for you called 20 Yawns.
I need a good yawn.
Do you need a good yawn? Because the truth is, a yawn is when your body needs more air. And your body says, can we get some more air here? I'm not sure I'm taking deep enough breaths. I'm going to make you have a big yawn so I can get a lot of air in our system. And it's totally fine. And it's totally normal. And your body starts to do that when your body gets tired. That's why you take those big deep breaths. But back to the story. 20 Yawns was written by Jane Smiley. It's illustrated by Lauren Castillo. And it's read today by Mommy and... a little green blob with legs. And are you Alphatronic Cinder? That's what he is. Friends, this is an alien. I have an alien with me today. Well, alien, let me teach you a little bit about life on Earth. Are you ready? Here we go. The beach umbrella was flapping in the breeze. Flap, 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 flap. And not far from the waves, Lucy was digging a hole all by herself. See, this is a beach scene. And we can see some people under an umbrella and a little girl, and she's digging in the sand by the ocean. It got so big that her dad could lie down in it. And when he did, she covered him up, and they laughed, and they laughed. And then he took her hand and they ran into the water and a big wave came in and he swung her into the sky. This is what we call playing at the beach. It's a wonderful thing.
I know how you play.
Oh, well, you're going to love this then. Lucy walked with Mom and Dad all the way to the end of the beach. That's also a lot of fun. On the way back, Lucy rolled and rolled down the soft, warm dunes, even though she got dizzy and sandy. She didn't want to stop. Mom and Dad and Lucy stayed longer at the beach than they ever had before. And Lucy yawned, and Mom yawned. And Dad yawned, and Mom said, early bedtime. And outside Lucy's bedroom, the sun was sinking below the horizon, and strips of clouds were pink and red. And wow, my friends, the illustrator has done an amazing job of capturing a sunset. The colors do change. Lucy put her pajamas on inside out, climbed into bed, and yawned a big yawn. Mom began to read her a story. Once upon a time, there lived a wonderful little boy named Fred. He was perfect in every way, or so his mother said. Lucy stretched and smiled, and she gave a big, big, big yawn and closed her eyes, and her mom stopped reading. She was asleep. Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine if you were hearing a wonderful story and then the person who was reading it to you fell asleep? I'm awake.
Do not fall asleep again.
Oof. The moon shone through the window, a silver veil that fell across the floor. Everything looked mysterious. Even Lucy's own hands on the bedspread, and suddenly Lucy was wide awake. She looked around. Everyone in her pictures seemed to be watching her. Her grandma, her grandpa, Aunt Elizabeth, Mom and Dad, even Fred in the book that Mom had dropped on the floor.
Why are they all watching her when they're just pictures?
I'll be
honest. Only someone of power like me could ever do that.
I'll be honest with you. I think maybe she's using her nighttime imagination because things in pictures do not look. They are pictures.
Only I can make pictures come to life.
Lucy slipped out of bed and padded to the door. Her dad was snoring in the living room. The house was very quiet. Lucy needed molasses, her bear. He was wedged beneath Hornet, the giraffe, and Juno, the horse, and Matilda, the alligator, and Frank, the kangaroo, and his baby, Leonard. And swoosh, all of the toys fell on the floor. In the picture, we can see her reach right up to grab a hold of her bear, and all the other stuffies just go plunk, 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 plunk. Lucy started to carry molasses back to her bed, but the other toys were looking at her, even Leonard, the baby kangaroo, and they seemed lonely. Oh, they do. Look at them. It's almost as if they're saying, take us with you. We don't want to stay here. So, sure enough, one by one, she brought them over to her bed and dropped them in a patch of moonlight. She spread her blankie over them and kissed them goodnight, and now they looked sleepy and happy. Oh, I'm so proud of her for having saved them. Lucy lay down and snuggled in next to her friends and sighed a big happy sigh and yawned. And so do all of her stuffies. Yawn, 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 they all say. And she saw Grandma yawn and Grandpa yawn and Aunt Elizabeth yawn and Mom yawn. And she saw Dad yawn and she saw Fred, the boy in the book, yawn. And then she saw the moon yawn. And Lucy put her arms around Molasses, and he seemed to be especially tired. And then she gave one last yawn and fell asleep, which is what you should be doing right now. And it is also
the five sentinels, such as me, and four others do never sleep.
I see. Well, I'm afraid that tonight you'll have to make an exception. We've got a big day tomorrow. And with that, I will say, since my little alien here cannot. The end.
The end?
Like you always say it.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.